Now, nearly a year and a half to wait to find out if he has Parkinson's disease. That's the reality of what one man is having to endure. Back in October, Sammy got in touch with the programme to tell Stephen a story. His doctor thinks he might have Parkinson's, but he was facing a long wait to be diagnosed. At that stage, he'd already been waiting 7 months to be assessed by a specialist. So here we are, another 3 months later, as Sammy has contacted us again to tell us that he has received a letter to tell him he'll have to wait 70 weeks in total before he's seen. Well, let's listen to some of Sammy's interview with Stephen from back in October.
I went to my doctors and the doctor says he thinks that I've got my head's gone, we call it a Parkinson's. And he turned around and he says, I'm going to see about getting a test done for you. He says, this will take about 6 months. So 6 months came and I went up to him. He says, Sammy, I hate to tell you this, but it's gone up now till a year to get before I can give you anything, before you can get diagnosed.
So you can't get any medication until you're diagnosed?
Yes.
And you're waiting?
Yes, and I've waited over 7 months already.
And you're going to be waiting a year?
Yeah.
How worried are you, Sammy?
Stephen, I'm sitting in the house and I get the shakes and I, you know, the whole head and the arms going on now and again. I can't even sometimes hold a tin of Coke. And, you know, if I get medication, it'll calm it down, it'll help it a bit. But at the minute, I'm living, you know, just, it's not a life to live. I've got osteoporosis. I'm suffering, I've got diabetic too. And I've asthma to deal with. I was on antidepressant tablets and I came off them. And I'm trying my best.
That was Sammy who was speaking to Stephen back in October. Well, every hour, someone in the UK is told that they have Parkinson's. It affects 3,500 people in Northern Ireland, which is around 1 in 500 of the population. It's a very, very scary condition for which there's currently no cure. Sammy joins me on the line again this morning now, as does his MP, Nigel Dodds. Sammy, first of all, how are you?
Joe, I thank you first for having me on the show, and I thank Mr. Dodds for being there. But I'm depressed and sort of scundered. It's not, I hope I'm speaking for all the people who are waiting on a waiting list from a hip replacement waiting for 4 years and all. Now, myself, as I say, I'm getting very down, depressed. When I got the letter and when it said, may I have to wait another 20 weeks, and then when that's up, I might have to wait more. Like, you know, they don't treat animals, they don't treat anybody else like that. All I need is diagnosed to what I can get, and all I need is these boys in the government to stop arguing about stupid things. Health is more important, so it is. And when I sit and watch TV and I see people making fun of Irish language and different things, I'm sitting back going, what about the people on the waiting list, medical people who are in dire need?
And the other thing for you as well, Sammy, is that this letter that you've now got, there's no guarantee that this is the last letter. It's going to be at least an extra 20 weeks. So you're probably thinking, worst case scenario, who's to say another letter will come and it'll say it'll be another 20? There's no light at the end of the tunnel for you. That's probably the most worrying thing.
I personally think, you know, the time, I think what they do is they just wait. And it's terrible to say this. I think they're waiting to see people dropping off before they even get an appointment. I know people, my brother has prostate cancer, and no way they say go this and that there. He's had to go on a waiting list for things too. And I think the whole of that is a sham. Now, this hasn't been going on just for a couple of months or a year. This has been going on because if the log backs back as far, what have they been doing? And, you know, they definitely need more doctors or more people to get this cleared up, the waiting list. For all them people like myself, you know, this isn't just me.